I'm John Batchelor with Professor John Cochran of Stanford University. At the Hoover Institution, he keeps the Grumpy Economist blog I recommend on Substack. We now go to Christine Lagarde, the central banker for the European Central Bank, making remarks recently identifying the floods in Spain, the storms in North America, and the drought in the Amazon as evidence of we must keep going with climate change financing, both to help the smaller and weaker nations and also to mitigate the future of despair. The number given in this essay is $11.7 trillion by 2035. I don't know, John, that sounds high. Is Christine Lagarde sincere that in addition to reviving our economies that are still fragile from the pandemic, and the Ukraine war and the threat in the Middle East and the Chinese confrontation, that we have $11.7 trillion left over to do something about climate change, despite the fact that we'll never see the results?
Yeah, she wrote this op-ed, which kind of got me grumpy. That's why they call me the grumpy economist, saying that floods and droughts due to climate change are an existential threat to our very economic existence, requiring, as you said, 10% of GDP to be invested in green projects. Now, remember that climate change at its worst estimates is going to cost 5% of GDP in 100 years. So 10% of GDP now to save 5% of GDP in 100 years doesn't sound like a great trade-off. And by the way, I thought solar panels were supposed to be cheap. What happened to 10% of GDP? But let's distinguish two questions. One, is this the right climate policy? And two, what business is it of the central bank to be involved in that kind of massive fiscal policy decisions? If our governments are, if it's true, which it isn't, that fires and floods are going to ruin our economy, if our governments think the way to stop floods is to subsidize us all to buy electric vehicles and then lower carbon dioxide and then 100 years from now it's cooler so there's less floods, if our governments decide that, that is the decision of elected governments. What are central banks doing, getting involved with all of that, with subsidizing those various climate boondoggles? And that, I think, is where I really wanted to criticize her. She's welcome to her opinions as a citizen. If she were in charge of the European climate project, sure, she's welcome to those opinions. We could argue about them. But what in the world is the European Central Bank doing making climate its number one objective?
I do like the warning you include in your blog post. I've never came across it before. Whenever you hear the word mobilize or unlock, make sure you know where your wallet is, because that's very nice warning, John. A detail.
Central bankers love to say that. We need to mobilize capital, unlock capital towards the climate transition. My capital is perfectly mobile. Give me another percent promised return. I'll mobilize my capital right towards you.
Back to the Federal Reserve in this country. My memory early on, in the Biden administration, maybe it was Obama administration, I don't remember. Maybe it was the Trump administration. Somewhere, the Fed was involved in asking banks to assess how much their loans either helped or hindered climate change, something to do with greenhouse gases. Was that the Fed or was that the SEC? It's all vague to me now.
Well, it is, under the Biden administration, somewhat scandalously a, quote, whole of government approach, unquote. In a constitutional system, we don't do whole of government stuff. The Fed has delineated responsibilities and the EPA has other responsibilities. The SEC, under Chairman Gary Gensler, has been particularly strong on this, trying to tell companies, that they must disclose. Now, the SEC doesn't have the authority to tell companies to subsidize fossil fuel, but it can say you must disclose how much carbon you're emitting, how much carbon everyone you lend to is emitting, how much carbon everything you buy from is emitting. And this, as you can see, is going to keep an army of consultants going for a long time to try to shame financial companies into starving fossil fuel companies of credit. A lot of that was going on in the deep bowels of the Fed, sort of under the radar screen, mostly still under we're studying it. There's this fantasy that climate poses a risk to the financial system. And how do you justify financial regulators getting involved with subsidizing fossil fuels or starving, subsidizing green stuff or starving fossil fuel companies of their funding. Well, you have to dream up that climate is a risk to the financial system because their mandate is to worry about risks to the financial system. But, you know, stuff that's going to happen 20, 50 years from now, there's no way to know how it risks the financial system. So it's kind of a made up, we're going to study and disclose a lot. And everybody kind of gets wink, wink, nudge, nudge, better do what we want, or else we're going to release the army of regulators on you. That'll be about to change.
Lessons learned from grumpy economists. Central banker uses the word mobilize. Leave. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.